Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy on this Friday, April 2nd. It is a Friday, which means that we officially got a new episode of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Episode 3 dropped last night at midnight. And if you are here, most likely you have already seen it. But don't worry, we won't give spoilers till the end of this episode. So you are safe for now. You're safe for now. No spoilers in the chat, no spoilers anywhere. We'll get to that, and we will get to that quickly. But before we do, there's a few other things I want to touch upon. A Bridgerton update that really surprised me. New Gods in the Trench not moving forward, DC. And the Friends reunion finally being set to film. Yes, you got all of that and more today, live at the Roxy. Plus, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier and the Super Chat. Get in your questions, comments, concerns early. Because we are getting out of here relatively soon. I have a match to tape and places to go, people to see. Despite my cheery disposition, it is all a lie. I am having the day from hell today where I just cannot even believe that I am on this planet any longer. So I'm also going to give myself a little bit of self-care for 5 minutes between those things. So we are going to be here. We are going to be happy. We are going to go through all this. We are going to break down later because that is compartmentalizing, my friends. Lid on the fucking bucket right now. All right. Speaking of lid on the bucket, it's not a good transition. Speaking of compartmentalizing, not much of a better transition. Translation? Let's just get to some Streamlabs. Maybe that will help your girl out in her moment of non-speakingness. Like I said, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. It's always the question of the day. Who is the first Streamlabser? Not that any order matters, but I just always like to know who's the first Streamlabser of the day. And today's first Streamlabber coming at 12:05 is Morse Code Z. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Morse Code Z says, it's 12:01 a.m. Really 12:05, Morse Code. On April 2nd, I'm about 5 minutes into your latest show. Yesterday, I woke up, took a long bath, a quick shower, hid in my room, and stayed off social media, reading and playing games. This is how I've dealt with April 1st for decades. Not too shabby. Weston Iroh says, great episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Wow, I haven't seen that yet. Fawz, F-A-W-S. This week, I should have guessed from the trailer for the episode that it would make me want to rewatch Atomic Blonde. Also, Jordan Fisher has been cast as Bar Allen. Yeah, that happened days ago, Weston. Never heard of him, but I'm interested to see. Yeah, I'm excited about that as well. Glenn Caesar in the house. We know Zen Glenn's got some messages for us. Zen Glenn says, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor. All three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Justice for the... Well, I'm just adding this part. Justice. Oh, he says hope today is the day. And then he does say justice for all the people who've lost their lives due to excessive force. Hashtag say their names. We hear, Glenn. We hear. Hello and good afternoon, Roxy, and all your nicknames. Thanks for always being there and here for us and everyone who shows their support whenever, however, when it gets tough. Even if you're by yourself, you're not alone. Everyone who is battling, keep on fighting. You're a winner. You're kind. You're smart. You're unique. And being so unselfishly loving and supportive of others, including strangers on the internet, makes you worthy. Your story is important. It deserves to be seen and heard. Let's go, Smets, and everyone fighting for today, tomorrow, and more. Smash cancer all day, every day. Be most excellent. RJ and Rockstar show up for people who need it. It makes you a dope AF, humane, and worthy person. Cheers to Fuck Yeah News and laughter for all of us. You know how I feel when you add that laughter part, Glenn. I concur. Melissa Byrne in the house says, Roxy, did you hear? Yes. Yes, this is what I was talking about when I started the show. Shocking news. Reggae Jean Page, am I doing it better yet, guys? Reggae Jean Page will not return for Bridgerton season 2. Thoughts? I'm devastated. That's what I said. It was shocking effing news. So we can just pick up with this. Get in your Streamlabs and your Super Chats now. Reggae Jean Page is out of Bridgerton. He is not coming back for season two. He will not be appearing in season two. What? Melissa Byrne says, laugh my ass off. Jean. No, I think it's Jean. I think it's pronounced Regé-Jean. Regé-Jean. Right? Not Jean. I don't fucking know. You guys know I butcher this every time. It just is what it is. You, at least I understand that it's reggae now when I thought it was Reggie Jean. Whatever. Whatever. He's not coming back to Bridgerton, which means that many of people are not coming back to Bridgerton. I think this is the weirdest move ever. This must have been a contractual thing. It must have been reggae wanting to do other projects. It must have been just, it must have been so many other things, because Pink Sweet says he was not in book two, so it makes sense. But this kind of stuff deviates all the time. Felicity and Oliver don't hook up in the comics. He's with Black Canary, but we fell in love with her, so she stayed. I know that's a CW DC show and nothing to do with this show. I'm just saying everybody loved him. I want to follow his journey. He's so hot and talented and all the other things. He's just really sexy man. Wish me luck getting down. I have not been able to get down solids because you guys know when I'm depressed, I cannot eat food. So I put a bunch of fucking protein in this baby. Some peanut butter and banana. It is thick as fuck. Blah, 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 blah. Just a no from me, dog. All right, so that's what's going on with Bridgerton. And we'll move forward, unless any of you guys else want to cry for the sad gods of sexy bodies. I could have watched that butt for days. New Gods in the Trench are not moving forward. This was released. I didn't talk about it yesterday on the show. I think actually it came out right after we did the show. But even so, it came out on April Fool's. So I was like, is Ava DuVernay bluffing? What is happening here? It looks like it's actually true. Weird timing to announce this. But apparently DC is not moving forward with New Gods or the Trench. The Trench was supposed to be that spinoff of Aquaman. New Gods was supposed to be Ava DuVernay and Tom King's property. And they were going to be working on that. We were really excited about that when that was announced. It was huge news. Now it's not happening anymore. We know she's working on Naomi, which is the DCCW TV show that I think starts shooting ASAP. But I don't know anything else in terms of why they're not going forward with New Gods or The Trench, what other plans they have for possibly these creators or these properties, or what they're just looking at when they're thinking about their slate. Like, hey, this just does not work for right now. So this isn't good news, but it's not the worst news we've ever heard. I look at this and I'm like, bummer, but I'm not like, oh my God, how could they not be doing The Trench? I think the New Gods one is a little bit bigger of a hit, to our souls than The Trench, because, hey, at this point, other than massive James Wan horror fans, I don't know that anybody was clamoring for The Trench. But what do you guys think? Streamlabs in, super chat in, let me know your thoughts. Friends, the reunion, it's set to film. How many times have I said that on this show? Probably 72 times. And that was just a rough estimate, but hey, it could be dead ass accurate. I woke up and this morning I was doing my thing. I was feeling like hell. Didn't really wake up because I haven't gone to sleep. And at 9:37, I got a Hollywood Reporter email saying, Friends, reunion special, finally set to film for HBO Max. Six core cast members of the show are going to be shooting the special on the Warner Brothers lot next week. That means it's motherfucking happening. We are coming to a wrap on quarantine as everybody's getting their vaccinations and the people on these sets are ready to go, including the six friends. I don't know what that means in terms of me sneaking onto the set because I would cut off a pinky to be there, but you know, that's just how it works sometimes. When are we going to see this? Not sure. We were supposed to see it May 27th of 2020. It's looking like that didn't happen. Looking like that was a full year ago. So, hey, also keep in mind, this is not like a full reunion in terms of, we're not doing a new season of it. It's just a reunion special, which is still exciting for us Friends fanatics. If you're like me, this is going to be on your calendar the second they announce the date. What do you guys think? Are you excited for this? Is there anything you want to see? Streamlabs in, super chat in. Let me know your thoughts. because we are going to be moving forward. Wow. Xenohour says, I thought Jeff Snyder was the first to report it. How's he not going to text me? Was he the first to report it? I saw it from Hollywood Reporter because I get their emails. This is why I should be signed up for Jeff's Twitter that he does. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's see. The In Snyder on his Twitter. He said, 4 hours breaking. The Friends special is expected to debut next month on HBO Max. He wrote it for Collider. Did he break it? Maybe. Well, that's exciting. Good job, Jeff. Gotta love that man. Except he really should text me about these kind of things. Really, really should. Like I said, we were going to jump right into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So we are going to be getting into this. So get in any last minute things that you want to talk about now before we get into episode 3 of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I know right now we're still spoiler free, but we are going to be transitioning into a full spoiler review. So if you do not want that, then now would be a good time to skedaddle. Or as the people say, scram. Who says that? I don't fucking know. The people, okay? Well, YouTube is a thing. Apparently none of you guys have been getting my notifications recently. We can't seem to get our views up, our subscribers, and all that stuff. So if you are leaving right now, please don't forget to like this video, tell a friend, subscribe. We're all the rock stars. We all got to work on it. This is all of our job. It's not fully the truth, but it is my job. So help a sister out. And make sure that you do all the things that you can for this video. Really, really appreciate it. Okay, let's get into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Here we go. And spoilers are coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 7.5, 9, 3/4. What? 1. Get the fuck out. Let's talk about that episode. Episode 3 of Falcon and the Winter Soldier was so effing good. I think that episode 2 might still be my favorite, but 3 was so fantastic that they're definitely rivaling each other right now. I don't know what it is about episode 1 that just feels so disconnected from 2 and 3 that it just comes in dead last for me. But 2 and 3 are incredible. Bye, Melissa. We'll miss you. This episode was, it was excellent. I could not be more excited about the direction in which we're going, which to me is really about who is good and who is evil, and is there a good and evil, and even people who do horrible things, can they be the heroes of this show? And even people who do horrible things, can they, or great things, can they be the villains of this show? I'm loving this morality complex that we are getting in this series, and it really was apparent in last night, or I guess this morning's episode. So what we're seeing with Zemo and with the Flag Smashers and with the new Cap and even with Falcon and Bucky. So, and when I'm talking about the Flag Smashers specifically with Carly and her partner in crime, I think his name is Dovik, says IMDb. So all of these people, they've got good in them, they've got bad in them, and we're seeing that manifest in different ways, which is really, really fun to watch. When it comes to Zemo being back, obviously everybody is effing livid. I love that Bucky and Sam are supposed to be this team, and Bucky's just like, nah, I'm gonna get him out. This is my decision. And so Sam now doesn't feel the way that Bucky feels about Zemo. So Bucky doesn't like Zemo, but obviously is the most okay with him being out. Sam doesn't agree with Bucky. And then later on, we don't have Sharon Carter even agreeing with Sam, who doesn't agree with Bucky, who doesn't agree with Zemo. Epic levels. Getting Sharon Carter, by the way, back in this, such a strong powerhouse move. I've been a huge fan of Emily Van Camp's since Revenge. I know a lot of you guys beat me to the punch on that, as several of you guys have been fans of her since she was even a younger actress when she did Brothers and Sisters. And then coming up, what was that show y'all told me about that I never watched, but apparently she was great in? Whatever it is, a lot of you guys really, really liked it. Everwood. She did 89 episodes of Everwood in 2002 to 2006. This girl is a star, and watching her on screen is fun as hell. A lot of theories out there that she's going to be the power broker. I don't know if this is true. obviously it's a theory for a reason. I think it could make sense. They would have some splaining to do, but it could make sense. It's either that or she knows the power broker. She's working with the power broker, something along those lines, because, and yes, we're jumping all over the place on this review, but it is a roller coaster show. This is a roller coaster show. This is a roller coaster review. But because of that scene in the end where she gets in the car with somebody, is she working for that person? Is that person working for her? We know that she's not fully telling us the full-blown truth about what her purpose is here and what's happening. So could she be the power broker? It's absolutely possible. Do I think it's the case? I would say 40-60 that I don't, but definitely wouldn't be shocked if she was. Andrew Thomas says, happy Autism Awareness Day, Sexy Roxy, from a high-function adult. Hell yeah. It was great to see Zemo and Sharon team up with Falcon and Winter Soldier. I agree. That was really fun for all. Definitely enjoyed watching him. There's something about him, and it's so frustrating because I'm always forgetting his Daniel Bruhl. For some reason, I just can't remember that guy's name. He is a ridiculously talented actor. Yes to this man. I am so, so invested in what he brings to the table and stoked to watch him. So I kind of think he's going to be a new part of the team. I don't think this is a one and done. Obviously, the very end of this episode might suggest otherwise, as we get a visit from an old friend who clearly is not going to be on the same page as us about letting Zemo out in the freedom. So we'll see how that ends up manifesting, but in general, I really like having him on our team. I'm kind of likening him to the Loki of this next generation because you just don't know what you're going to get. He's this dancing at the club, rich boy, Euro fratty dude. But then he also is this car stealing, save the day, kick the living shit out of everybody strategy dude. And so I just adore characters like this where we don't know what we're going to get from them. And they just, they bring so much to the table and they're mischievous as hell. So they're fun to watch under all circumstances. I really, really like him. I think that he's a villain, but also here we could see him as an anti-hero, and that would be a fascinating transition to watch them tackle, especially with all of the hell that he's broken loose on a lot of these characters. So I really, really appreciate that. I'm liking this buildup every single week between our people, aka Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and New Cap, Wyatt Russell. I totally get the tension that is building and growing. We are halfway through and we're exactly where we need to be at this half point, at this midpoint, for me to feel confident that this show is going to stick the landing, which is really exciting. I also liked getting this new information on the Flag Smashers, talking about that inner turmoil between who is good and who is evil. We see that there's even this differing of opinions within the Flag Smasher organization, where Dovik leaves and clearly was unaware that Carly gonna blow up that building with all the people inside. So they're not even on the same page. And does it make Carly a villain to do what she did, or is she fighting a war by whatever means necessary? Because I don't know that we're willing and ready to call them the bad guys, especially when they are possibly on the right side of history, but possibly not. What do you guys think? Streamlabs in. I want to hear your thoughts on this episode. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Super chat as well. Make it worthwhile that even in my pain and agony and suffering, I came in to talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier with y'all. I really love the imagery of this episode. I love the cinematography of this episode. It looked fucking stunning coming off of Godzilla versus Kong. I'm in a neon craze right now and watching the neon lights and everything that went down. That was pretty amazing. The scene in which we catch Sam because Sarah calls, that was interesting to watch as well. And the juxtaposition of his two lives where he's here and he's almost like this high class spy of a man, but he's getting a call from his sister back home who's like, how the fuck are we going to pay these bills? How the fuck are we going to pay these bills? That was funny. It was interesting and it was funny. And I was not expecting to like that moment as much as I did. I didn't even know that moment was coming. So I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. Just in general, these episodes are getting better and better. And the show is doing exactly what I hoped it would do, which is it is totally a Marvel show, but is going big. It's going bold and it's taking risks and crossing universes in a way where we're bringing in characters kind of more similarly to what I thought we were going to do in WandaVision. There's all these rumors about who's going to come back into the show, who's going to enter in the show, but it really was more centered on Wanda and Vision. We didn't get that much outside other than the people who were the scientists that were beep boop beep booping. This, we're getting lots of people and I'm just super in on it. I love the wild card elements of what's going to happen next. We've got so many characters. We just don't know. We cannot predict this show. And it's been a minute since I've not been able to predict a show. Because usually if you read the comics and you understand comic books in general and you are a big fan of nerd stuff, you usually kind of know what's happening. You know, when you just kind of like, oh, well, they have to go here and they have to go here and they have to do this and this has to do that. But this, I'm kind of like, who's doing what now? Who's showing up where now? How are we going to who what? What's in a what who? Show me the money. Yeah, you guys are making fun of me for the beep boop beep booping. But that's what happens. So speaking of things that I didn't expect, that ending with the Wakanda warrior showing up, really, really wild. It took me a minute to be like, when was the last time that we saw her? So I guess it was her. I think it was Captain America Civil War and then obviously Black Panther and then having her appear here and knowing how she probably feels about Zemo and knowing that we're bringing Wakanda into this world. Obviously Wakanda's already in this world. We have a Wakanda here, but I just mean like bringing in the fact that we are in a greater universe. We are in a cinematic universe to bring in characters is pretty cool. And I'm curious what that looks like. Is this a big deal? Is she going to now also join the team? Is this just a small thing? What's going to end up happening with it's hard to know where to put your focus, how big of a deal certain things are and how small of a deal certain things are. Oh, she was in Black Panther and Infinity War. Thank you. Thank you. What did I say? Civil War? Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for you guys being bigger nerds than I am. And yeah, what will that look like? So exciting to see. We like a good mystery. All right, you guys don't have shit to say today in the Streamlabs or the Super Chat, so that means we're going to get out of here. We are going to get out of Live at the Roxy. Those are kind of my thoughts on this episode in general. I think it's great. I'm excited about it. Like I'm talking about, I don't know which direction we're really going in. What does it mean that Wakanda characters are coming into the picture, or like that's part of this world now? What does it mean that we don't know who the power broker is and that people think that it might be Sharon Carter and that that's kind of in this world now? What does it mean that the Flag Smashers are split and divided amongst themselves and might not be fully good, might not be fully bad? And do we need to make a decision on that? What does it mean that Captain, the new Cap, is skeptical of us and definitely doesn't believe what we're doing and he's going to be coming for us? All of these, it's not just like an A storyline and a B storyline. We got an A, a B, a C, a D, and all of that shit, which is a lot to keep track of, a lot to be excited about. So I'm certainly excited. 3 more episodes of this show, and honestly, I'm already liking this infinitely more. I know people loved WandaVision and I liked the first part of WandaVision, but I'm so much happier with where we are with this show as of right now. All right. I think that means that we're done for today. Y'all are in a weird mood, maybe. I am too. I totally get it. Much love to you guys. Wish me luck for the rest of this strange afternoon. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to all of you guys. Don't forget, check your internet, blow on it. I think a lot of you guys need to do that. Put down this toilet seat, make your beds. All of those things. Don't trend with the Holocaust. We know we hate to see that. It's just not a good look. Brett Miles, Jonathan, arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor. Do you see one more Streamlabs coming through? Weston Ira, thank you, Weston. Says, I think this show has done a good job of showing us the motivation of the main antagonist. Carly's in a spiral of grief. Walker is in a spiral of something else. Zemo did the best dancing I've seen since Spider-Man 3. That was some epic dancing. It really, truly was. I agree. Thank you for that comment, Weston. And thank you all for being here. Much love, friends. And I will see you. I don't know if I'll see you tomorrow. I'm taping all day tomorrow, so probably not. It's possible, and I'll tweet it out and put it on the Patreon. But otherwise, I'll see you guys Sunday live at the Roxy. We shall see. It will be a surprise. I'm kind of like Zemo. You just don't know. Wild card. Bye, friends.